Next patient is Beverly Webb. That is Beverly, Beverly Webb, Webb. Beverly Webb, date of consultation was 4/11/22. And the date of birth is 9/1/47. 9/1/47. Please make a copy for Shelby Davis, S-H-E-L-B-Y, Shelby Davis, D-A-V-I-S, A-P-R-N. Next paragraph, chief complaint is asthma with multiple allergies. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 74-year-old lady who has a prior history of asthma and recurrent bronchitis, has been treated with antibiotic therapy and bronchodilator therapy. The patient also has a history of sinus disease and sore throat and has been treated for obstructive sleep apnea and uses a CPAP mask. She has been overweight and unable to lose any weight. Over the past 3 months, she was treated for bronchitis twice. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included the history for allergic rhinitis and asthma, and history for right breast lumpectomy. She also had knee replacement on the left as well as the right, and cataract surgery bilaterally, and a hysterectomy in 1985. She is a non-hypertensive and has hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Medication list included aspirin 1 daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, azelastin nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily, Brio 200 by 25 micrograms, 1 puff daily, Azithromycin 10 milligrams a day, and Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily, HCTZ 12.5 milligrams daily, and levocetirizine 5 milligrams a day, montelukast 10 milligrams a day, and Protonix 40 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient does not smoke. No significant alcohol use. I'm sorry, she uses alcohol moderately. Next paragraph. Allergies to losartan, dust, mold, cats, dogs, and trees. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of cancer. Next paragraph. Let's see. Review of symptoms. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has cataracts. She has hoarseness and wheezing and persistent cough. Shortness of breath. No abdominal pains, no black stools or diarrhea. She has urinary frequency. Denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle, but has calf muscle pains and leg swelling. Has no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains or muscle stiffness. She has numbness of the extremities and skin itching. Next, she also has leg cramps and leg cramps, period. Next, physical exam. This is a moderately obese elderly white female with alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse is 92, respiration 16 times 97.2. Weight is 234, saturation 97. HG and non-sphalic pupils reactive. Sclera with clear throat is mildly injected. Nasal mucosa edematous. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diffuse visus palatally prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular as one an S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowels not active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin was dry and cool. Next paragraph, impression number 1, obstructive sleep apnea. And number 2 is asthma with allergic rhinitis. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is exogenous obesity. And next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to number 5 is gastroesophageal reflux. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. Complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. CBC, complete metabolic profile, IgE level. And advised to use the CPAP mask nightly and lose weight. So we'll continue with Brio, Alaptavo, 100 micrograms, one puff daily. And a follow-up visit be arranged here in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Next paragraph. Next line. CC to Dr. Antonich. Tatiana. Let's see. Tatiana. Antonovich is Antenovich. Antenovich. MD. Tatiana Antonovich, MD. Thank you. Dr. D'Souza.